those that have prepared their hearts and their life to receive that revelation. Christ is willing that all that would come to him would come. So when we see these men not recognizing Christ and running in fear, it's clearly because of their unwillingness to receive him. It's not indicating Christ's unwillingness to receive them. This is the shaking that takes place in Adventism at the end of the world. Now, brothers and sisters, in verses 2 and 3 of this chapter, we see Daniel on a fast for 3 weeks, and this three-week fast contributes to the last part of Daniel 10, when Daniel's given the vision that the struggle that goes on between Satan and Michael. And I say Satan and Michael because in verse 1 of Daniel 10, Daniel is in the time period of the king of Persia, but here in verse 10 and onwards of chapter 10, a struggle between Michael the prince and the prince of Persia is identified. And this word prince is the Hebrew word tsar, and it usually means a military commander. And even though the king of Persia has been identified in Daniel 10:1, Michael the prince isn't struggling against the king of Persia. He's struggling against the prince of Persia, the military commander of Persia, and not in a literal sense, in a spiritual sense, because Sister White tells us plainly that the prince of Persia here is Satan. And what is being portrayed for Daniel here in the last part of Daniel 10 is the great controversy. Anywhere you see Michael listed in Scripture, it's a passage about the great controversy. Only four places in Scripture where you'll find it. Revelation 12, the war begins in heaven. Michael cast out Satan. This is the great controversy. In Jude, Michael, Satan arguing against Michael's ability to resurrect. The question, one of the question marks in the great controversy is Christ worthy and powerful enough and have the right to resurrect those that have died? And the answer on the great controversy question there in Jude is that yes, he is. And then here we see in Daniel 10 the story of Michael and Satan once again set forth to identify that the great controversy even impacts those that are leaders in the world. You can rest assured there are evil and wicked angels and righteous angels struggling for the minds of people like George Bush and the people in Congress and the Tony Blairs and the Saddam Hussein. Today that's going on, and that's one of the things that's established here in chapter 10 before you get the history of the struggle for geography in chapter 11 and onward, all the way up till human probation closes and Michael stands up once again emphasizing the great controversy. So one of the points that needs to be recognized